Personally, I think it's unlikely for the ANC to split. First, let me talk about the left-right issue. This is really old European politics. It's not South African politics. It bears no reality, resemblance to the reality of South Africa. The left-right was, as I think we all know from our school history, an outcome of the fall of feudalism in Europe and the rise of the industrial bourgeoisie, if you wish. We don't have that in South Africa. The bourgeoisie we have in South Africa is politically marginalized. And that is the point which we've been trying to make here. So where South Africa should be going is how do we reintegrate politically the marginalized bourgeoisie, because you can never get investment if your bourgeoisie is marginalized because it has no security of its property. So the issue of left-right in South African politics has absolutely no value to where South Africa is going. Now, is the ANC going to split in the coming year? Where would the fracture happen? The ANC has already finished the splitting. The splitting of the ANC, the most important splitting of the ANC was actually the collapse of COSATU. That's where the split of the ANC was important. It removed the working class, it immobilized the working class, which was a critical asset. Ally of the black middle class in the anti-apartheid struggle. This has been totally immobilized but through the splits that we have seen in COSATU in the past year or so. Everything else are palace revolutions in the ANC. Now, there is no other place in which to speak. Who takes Cyril Ramaphosa? Sir Ramaphosa is a creation of big business. They created. I once asked one of the bankers, one of my banker friends, I was saying to him that we were talking about Jacob Zuma and he's a very senior banking man. And I said to him, well, at least Jacob Zuma pays attention to you business people. He's giving you Sir Ramaphosa in a high level of power in the ANC. He turned around to me and said, Cyril is no businessman. We know where he got his money from. So these are the crony capitalists that were created by black economic empowerment. They have zero constituency in the ANC and in the black population. So they are not going to split. They will enjoy their money. So there is no fracture that is waiting to happen in the ANC. What is missing, as I say, in society, in our society today, is how do we wrestle this massive underclass from control, from voting for the ANC. And you can't do it without the capitalists investing and creating employment for this.